Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So that's Chris Spielman. Now, let me ask you this question. And obviously, you know, if you're so weak-minded that you put where I went to school into the validity of what I'm saying, then I can't help you because I speak in truths and I do this to my school. I don't believe my school has any ability to be a national title contender, and therefore I don't hold them to that standard. Here's my question for you. Do you? See, the thing I've always said is this. Michigan, A number one, is to beat OSU and to win the Big Ten. I don't talk about national titles with you because outside of 1997, and thank God, you got a nice vote and split it, and we'll call you national champions. The point I'm making is, outside of 97, you have no track record in the modern era of college football of even being a national title contender. Bo Schembechler couldn't win a big game to save his life. Gary three-loss Moeller? You know, Lloyd was ready to get run out of town. Good old two-loss Lloyd. Rich Rod, Hoke, and now we're here. That's the modern era of college football. I don't even need to mention the 50s and 60s. You were trash. So my question is, outside of Harbaugh coming here and attempting to elevate you to national championship status, which I believe is why you brought him here, is it even fair to have this saying that, well, no, we should be playing for championships when you really have no evidence to suggest that you ever did? It's kind of like I always used to make fun of, you know, the Michigan, you know, the 10-year war. And it's like, yeah, the Big Ten's nickname was the Big Two and the Little Eight. Sweet, brah. So you were winning the Big 12. Like, who cares? You have no evidence of being anything more than a regional power. Well, now you've gone 16 years without even being that. You brought Harbaugh here to, at a minimum, return you to that, but at a maximum, elevate you to places that you haven't been since black people, the forward pass, and helmets were a part of football. So I'm just saying, let's be careful if you're trying to tell me that when you coach at Michigan, this is the expectation. I don't think the national title's ever been an expectation. Now, you brought Harbaugh in, it was. Harbaugh was supposed to be special. Harbaugh was supposed to be a game changer, a paradigm shift. Well, now, as Sully has said, he's accomplished so little. The national title stuff seems to be just off the board. So you're either getting rid of him or you're lowering the bar. And that's where you got to pick. But I just want to remind you of what your actual place in history is. One national title since 1949. One. And your iconic coach never won one. Couldn't win a big game to save his life. Couldn't win a bowl game to save his life. So, in many ways, Harbaugh is Bo. Minus beating OSU, ever. Or winning the Big Ten, ever. But then again, if Bo Schembechler were alive today, he wouldn't win this Big Ten because he'd actually have to play people. You kind of see how that works? It's different now. This is tougher. Everyone's on TV. Everyone has 85 scholarships. Nobody cares about your helmets. I think Michigan football is primarily built on sand. So you can say it's about national titles, but I think that really only started when you brought Harbaugh here. When you brought him here, that's where that really started. People didn't expect national titles out of Brady Hoke. Maybe you did out of Rich Rod because he was supposed to be a complete paradigm shift to the identity. He represented a modernization of Michigan football. He represented the New Guard breaking away from the Lloyd Loyalists. And that quickly evaporated. But Lloyd Carr, it was never about a national title. Beat OSU. Win the Big Ten. Rose Bowl. The post-BCS world of college football is a world of haves and have-nots. And make no mistake about it, your program is a have-not. It is. And you can kick and scream and fight that. That's why Harbaugh was brought here. Because it was a personal affront to your university, your boosters, your power base, for Michigan to be a have-not, to only be sitting at the adult table out of pity or because you sell a lot of T-shirts. You've had no relevance in the post-BCS world. You've had no relevance when they've actually played for national championships. None. So he was brought here for a specific goal that I think is much more grandiose than beat OSU in Big Ten. But be careful saying, because you always see this, you know, at the University of Michigan, it is about playing for the national title. I don't think that's the case. I think you're kidding yourself there. So just be careful with that. And if you want to lower your standard, one moment.
Yep.
If you want to lower your standard, that's not an insult. You're simply lowering it back to really what it's always been about. That your profile is bigger at Walmart or on TV than it is on the actual field. That you're like the guy whose uncle was rich and left you some money, but you didn't invent the company. You're not actually the guy. Michigan football's always been a story, a fantasy. It's fake. It's always been fake. It's never been Oklahoma. It's never been Ohio State. It's never been Alabama. It's never been any of those. You've never been a real power. You're just the douche who walks around with your sweater tied around your neck because Aunt Biffy left you money. You've never been that. So when I say lowering your expectations, you're really just bringing them back because you've admitted you can't be a big boy. That even amongst outspending everyone, hiring the perceived best coach, hiring the perceived perfect coach, even then, you couldn't hack it. And in fact, the gap ended up being wider between you and OSU than when Harbaugh arrived. I don't know. That to me is kind of where it looks like.
See, that's why this question is so fascinating to me, because how can anyone realistically in their right mind say that the expectation is a national championship? Look, I'm to a point where if Michigan beat Ohio State, that would be overachieving. Like, look, I get it that that's the, you want to beat Ohio State and you want to compete for the Big Ten. They haven't done anything in so long. It's tough to even figure out and set expectations because you don't even know what the hell to expect on a yearly basis.
248-539-9797. Chris Spielman laid it out. So which is it? Do you want to maintain the expectations? Do you want to lower the expectations? Or do you just want to get rid of the coach and continue to chase it? You have three options. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.